Advice pertaining to women. Question. In these days, women demand equal rights like men. Is it proper? Answer. No, it is not proper. In fact, a woman has not the right of equality with man, but she has a privilege. The reason is that she comes to her husband's house having renounced her parents, etc. She is called the mistress and the queen of the house. It is her husband who has the privilege outside the house. As a chariot moves with two wheels which are kept apart, so do the household affairs run smoothly with their separate rights. If the two wheels of the chariot are joined together, it cannot be driven smoothly. Similarly, if a woman has the right of equality with man, the household affairs cannot run smoothly. If both of them have equal rights, how will a man like a woman conceive? Therefore, right of equality in fact means the separate rights of the two, and this is real freedom for both of them. The system of the division of rights between the woman and the man is a noble one. In fact, it is ignorance or folly which impels a woman to have a desire for the right of equality with man. A wise person is he or she who is satisfied with less rights and more duties. Right is a slave to duty, but duty is not a slave to right. If a person performs his or her duty scrupulously, the worldly people, saints, great souls, the scriptures, and God give him his rights. The desire for rights is the root of the cycle of birth and death of a man, and it leads him to hells. We have seen that if the dog of a street goes to another street, its dogs run after the first dog to bite it. Both of them fight. If the former dog falls down and surrenders itself to the latter dog by raising its legs, the latter one feels pleased over its victory. The reason is that the latter one thinks that it has a right over that street, while the former does not think, and so it yields. Therefore, the fight comes to an end. It proves that even dogs hanker after rights. Is it human to hanker after rights like dogs? It is only the man of mean mentality who has a desire for more rights. The noblemen are those who perform their duty enthusiastically and scrupulously. Such type of people, by performing their duty, become entitled to more rights. In fact, women don't have inadequate rights. They are the mistresses of the house. All the members of the house who perform their duties outside depend on women for domestic affairs. Women support all the members of the family, serve and sustain them. So, they have more rights. But when they deviate from their duty, they have a desire to have more rights.